I am ideal. My memory is my imagination. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bardi, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am ideal. My memory is my imagination. What would it be to have an ideal imagination? What would it be to have an ideal memory? What would it be to be ideal in every possible way? Well, should I have an ideal memory, then I can remember anything I want to remember. And how do I go about remembering anything that I want to remember when it is not something in the present? It is not something that I am momentarily thinking about. Say, I want to think about, when I was a young man, I lived in Wauwatosa. And on summer evenings, the guys and I, we'd go out to a little pond on a little farm nearby. And we'd drive out in my Model A. And we'd go out to this pond, and it was just a sort of rinky-dinky little pond. We knew it. We'd been in it in the daytime, and we'd been in it the nighttime. But we'd go out there, and we'd, Barras Beach, we'd go swimming naked in the little pond. And we'd swim around, and we'd puddle around, and we'd splash around and have such a good time for, at least an hour or so. And then afterwards, we'd come out of the pond. And it's a warm evening in Wisconsin, and it's just so nice. And we were just a bunch of little naked jaybirds, and we were teenagers. And we'd get in the car. There were four of us, two in back and two in the front. And we'd sit there, and we'd start telling stories. We were drying off. We didn't have a towel. We didn't have anything. But we were just sitting there, naked jaybirds, and drying off, telling stories. Now, what stories we told, I can't imagine to this day. I could if I began thinking about it. But I hadn't thought about what stories we talked about. I merely thought about the incident. I remembered it as a very pleasant experience, where my three buddies and I were just enjoying ourselves so much. We were sort of not the intellectual mob. They were the intellectual ones, and I was the one that was always able to accomplish something, and they were the ones who were always thinking of things to be accomplished. And we had good times in doing it. Well, we'd talk, and we'd talk about many things. And Jeff Ritterton was one of the guys, and his name, his initials were GE, General Electric, and so he was always trying to live up to his initials, and he was quite good at it, and his parents were quite brilliant, and he was quite brilliant, and he just was a very intelligent fellow. And then Tom Bardenwerper, his father was a medical doctor, and a very competent, capable man, and living in a big house, and he had six brothers and sisters, and they just had a wonderful family. And Tom would always love to be with us, and Tom could sing like a lark, and he just was in a cappella and all the musicals at school, and he did well, his grades were always good and everything, and yet he was just a very normal, not modest, but normal, easygoing person who did the things that pleased him. And one of the other fellows was Heinz. And Heinz had come over from Germany with his family at the beginning of the Second World War. And they were engineers, and they were normal, beautiful people. But Heinz's family also were very scientific and very intellectual. And Heinz took after the family name. And then what was the other fellow's name? The other fellow was always working with firecrackers, and he was always working with explosives, and he was always working with chemistry, and always working with scientific type things too. And we just had a great time, all four of us, doing marvelous things. And I had a little device under the back steps, well, not the back steps, under the steps coming down from upstairs into the basement. And under the steps there was a little room. It wasn't big enough to stand up in, but it was big enough to sit in and have my chemistry set in and do my chemical creations that I was learning about in school and that I was reading about in the books that I had picked up. And we were all very much interested in all sorts of wonderful things. Well, I'm ideal. And my memory is my imagination. And as I think back about that scientific work that I did under the back step, under the staircase, I remember the staircase only from an inside view. And I remember me sitting there, and I remember Mother coming around saying, "What's that smell? What's that stinky smell?" And, of course, it was some of the chemicals I was putting together. All of us, the four guys, we were like the four musketeers. We were doing great things together. We were finding out things, and my imagination takes me back into that wonderful realm of the things that we did together. And all of the marvelous things that we learned together and the things that we found out together. And I think should we meet today, we would probably, the other boy's name was Fletcher. Fletcher, that was his name. And we'd probably recall some of those things, and maybe they wouldn't remember any of them the way I remembered them. But all of us take our memory and we let it be our ideal. We let it be our imagination. And sometimes we add a few elements to it that were not there at the time. And sometimes we don't even think of half of the elements that were there. All of the magic that was there. All of the genius that was there. Oh, yes. We've done many things. Yes, going back to being a teenager, back in the 30s, was quite something indeed, quite something to experience and to live with and to know about. And yet it is as clear and crystal this moment as it was when it happened. Perhaps even more clear and more crystal, because in retrospect I can see things that I hadn't paid any attention to at the time it was happening. And yet I did pay attention to, because it's in my mind, it's in my imagination, it's in my thinking. I am ideal. I am always everything. I am always the totality of all. And as I retrospect, as I listen in my imagination, as I think about the things that are my life and are my ideal, I come up with some very important and very wonderful aspects. The first thing that I come up with, every one of my adventures were happy adventures. Every one of my ideal experiences were fulfilling and rewarding experiences. Every one of my adventures with people were adventures that were satisfying and making me feel very rewarded and very good. They were good friends. They were my bestest friends. They were people that I really appreciated. Not because I didn't appreciate many other people, but because these people happened to be in my imagination and in my thinking at this time. When I go and travel in my imagination to the girlfriends I had as a teenager, that's another story. That's another adventure. Every one of them liked me, and every one of them enjoyed my company because they went out with me, and I went out with them, and we had good times together. And I worked on Saturdays for my dad, earning a good amount of money, more than anybody else, and I had a good budget. And I could take my girlfriend's places and I could do things. And they, of course, appreciated that and respected that. And my memory and my imagination takes me back there. And I did it as an ideal being. Everything was perfect. Everything was wonderful. Everything was joyous. My imagination does wonderful things with me. And in truth, my imagination was truth. My imagination was not just something that I thunk up and wished had happened. It was something that really did happen. And if I were to really intensity, intuitively go back further into my imagination and listen without judgment, I would find that many more exciting things happened, many more beautiful things happened, that the ideal truly was being revealed to me, as me, through me, in me, in whatever I did. And it was a wonderful thing. My memory, my imagination, my ideal. Living in those is a satisfying experience. Living in those is a revealing experience and a delightful experience. And as I live through each one of them, and as I enjoy each one of them, I am with an imagination that doesn't want to stop, with an imagination that reveals all things to me now. And this is how we all can be. Living in this imagination of the allness and the goodness and the wonder and the magic and the happiness that we are. Let your imagination go too. When you do, you'll find that you remember, because the thing that you forgot is that your imagination sets fire to your ideal of who you really are, and it reveals itself wonderfully, just as it does to me. And I love it. I love it so. And I love you. I love you. I love you.